Blog Talk Radio.
One year ago, I was touch and go. Time made me see now the mystery, taught me that love and time will change your mind and make it right, bring your darkness to the light. My heart sings in the night, my love I bring to you.
All right. Welcome back to the Real Talk for Real People Study Show. I'm one of your lead students. My name is Yamsuf Arif. I, along with Cartel of New York City, are your lead students in these study sessions. No, we are not your charismatic leader. Your leader is the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. I know some people like to seek titles. They like to seek leadership roles and so on and so forth. We're sort of the humble type. He is like to present Yah's word to you, book, line, and chapter. Okay? And we'd like to get you to change your paradigm. Change from what you've been taught and see it. Don't let your enemies teach you your history. Let your brothers and sisters who have a vested interest in you teach you your history, because they will teach you correctly. Your enemies won't teach you correctly, and you'll be totally confused about everything. That's why, Cartrell, I took the launch this effort to do these in-depth studies, critical analysis and assessment, burning the midnight oil, so to speak, because it is vital. It's paramount, because your whole existence is predicated on this one relationship. This one, not your mother, not your father, not Yamsuf, not Katria, not your sister and brother, but your whole very existence is predicated on the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And may the Most High bless you for coming and studying along with us to try to get the best out of these studies, to try to see it from a different position than what you've been taught. You know, I like to use the analogy of this when doing these studies. If a fish is born in toxic water, right? That fish doesn't realize it's born in toxic water. And it would never realize it's in toxic water, even into its death. See, a lot of us are born into toxic waters. We don't understand the Most High. We understand what our enemies have told us about the Most High. And so, therefore, we are dieting that toxicity. See, Katria and I are here to help you find those mighty waters, the waters that come from the Most High, so your understanding can be clear, your perception can be clear, and your fundamentals can be put together right, because you must have fundamentals, just like any kindergarten and school. If they don't get their fundamentals right, as far as the A, B, C's, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and so on and so forth, it's kind of hard for them to get everything else right. So Cartier and I, we have to help you get your fundamentals together in these studies so you can understand the dynamics of this relationship. Because as I said, it is the most important relationship you will ever have in your life. And everything else is predicated upon it. And there's a domino effect. If it's toxicity and you're taught wrong, your treatment of your brothers and sisters are toxicity and wrong. Your treatment of other nations is toxicity and wrong. So first you must get this together. And you'll see within the confines of our studies how we show and point out to you, our brothers and sisters, that were doing right with the Most High, knew how to treat each other right. Those that were doing working outside the confines of their relationship with Yah didn't know how to treat each other right. And in any other nation for that matter. So we had protocol for treating different nations. We had protocol for treating each other. And we certainly had protocol and have protocol in our relationship with the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. But before we get started, I simply want to make some temporary comments about ongoing subject matters. Did you realize, you know, Cartrell and I were talking about this yesterday, and Cartrell said, he suspected that the wrath of the Most High would be thrown out. And I said it's already on them. And Alabama is a case in point. They had a flash flood in Alabama. From the point, to my understanding, they lost four lives. Just came out of nowhere. And a whole lot of things are going on universally as I speak. There's a whole lot of wrath of the Most High is being poured out upon this whole universe. Those especially that touch the Most High folks. The Most High said, yeah, get them, lock them up. But that didn't suggest infer and imply that you kill them, lynch them, rape them, rob them, shoot them, and so on and so forth. And see, they will have to answer for that. And this earth will reject them for that because everything is off balance. Because here's the deal. It was our job as the Most High chosen people to draw all nations to the Most High, not become like all nations, but to draw all nations to the Most High. Our ancestors, our founding fathers, they dropped the ball. No, I'm not talking about Moses. I'm not talking about Yahshua. I'm not talking about Aaron. I'm not talking about King Dawood. But from his point on, King Dawood, things sort of started going downhill for us because we dropped the ball and we failed to do our job. Not only were we were supposed to be devoted to the Most High, no one else would, but we were supposed to be drawing all nations to the Most High, but we chose to become like all nations. And thus we find ourselves in the position that we find ourselves in today as I speak. It's quite unfortunate because, as Cartier always allude to the fact, this is an open book test. If you fail, it's just because the Most High has blinded you that you can't see it, or you simply don't want to do it. One of the two. It's true. So let me bring my dear friend and brother on from New York City. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is on. Hot, short. Sure. Cartrell?
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Yom Suf Ari. May the Most High bless you and your family.
Thank you very much, my brother friend. Love you. I heard the Buzz Boys. That's probably why you wouldn't say it. And I heard the motorcycle boys riding by. So I guess that's why you didn't say that initially.
Well, I cannot talk that.
So. I heard them buzzing by. Go ahead, brother.
I'm just glad to be here, man, to share Yah's word, to fountain of living waters. And as you said, we've been mistaught, miseducated as far as our history is concerned. And it's important that our adversaries do that because it separates us from our powers and it gives them power over us. So we see through these studies that we can attain strength and power from our Creator, who is the creator of all things. And He has an order for all mankind that everybody should be in line with, especially us. So we take it personally. We take it to heart because the Most High's attention and focus is really on us and us getting ourselves right so that other people can acknowledge, yes, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is real.
Amen.
So these studies are great because a lot of times our people don't even know. They know the names in these books, but they don't know the history or stories that go along with them.
No.
And unfortunately, when our people pick up this book, they jump around in it as opposed to reading it chapter by chapter. So it's very revealing when we read it chapter by chapter to see that, you know, we wasn't all bad, and there were people who did follow the Most High. And those that did follow the Most High were very successful. So we see the difference in people's characters. And seeing the difference in people's characters, we can make adaptations for ourselves.
Exactly. I like that word, adaptations. You have to be adaptable once you talk wrong and somebody is trying to take you to the living waters. You have to be flexible and not be regimentated, which is simply being stiff-necked and stubborn. You need to be humble and contrite, not to Yom Suf, not to Cartrell, but to Yah, which is his word reflective of what he is thinking and what he wants you to know and applying it to your lives. In order to get the best out of it, that is your X factor. Cartrell said something, and he was saying, that's your power. And if you don't understand that, you're simply confused about it. You think you can get your power by joining the gay rights movement, Black Lives Matter movement, a voting block, hands up, don't shoot me, wearing a placard on your, I'm a man or a woman, or a T-shirt, I'm a man or a woman. You think your power comes from that, marching, protesting, and crying and moaning, sometimes laying on the street, look at me. You don't get your strength from that. You're not going to get, okay, I'm not going to say anymore, but let me show you. When we get into these studies, you're going to see how our brothers and sisters got their strength, got their connection. It wasn't through Black Lives Matter. It went through the gay rights movement. It went through the feminist movement. It went through no voting rights movement. It was through the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov in compliance. In compliance. Okay? Go ahead, Katria.
I find it interesting when we study this. It talks about Israel, the noble family, the priesthood, the king. And when you get to the New Testament, you don't see none of that. But
no.
That's neither here nor there.
Mm-hmm. They don't want you to know.
Life is important for us to know the Old Testament
well.
Because we would respect one another if we knew we had no noble families amongst us. We just don't know who they are.
Exactly. We have Levites among us. We don't know who they are. We have 12 tribes. We don't know who they are. We have a king, a lineage of King Dawood among us. We don't know who they are. And so, but with they're still there. You just don't know. So take full advantage of your lack of not knowing, but the Most High knows. So it is very essential that you be in compliance. So if you're in compliance, you would get the full benefit of this relationship. Although, let me be honest about it. Just because you're in full compliance and the Most High is connected with you and you get fringe benefits of being in compliance, that does not suggest, infer, and imply that your enemies ain't going to come at you. It's foolish to believe that King Dawood always talked about it. During those lovely songs he wrote and left for us, he always talked about, you know, I look for peace. They wanted war. I wouldn't look for no trouble. You know, he always said, when I tried to do right, they always skirking around the corner, looking at me, growling, trying to get at me, trying to make sure I get wrong so they can get at me, trying to get me away from the Most High so they can get at me. So don't let anyone take you from the Most High, because your enemy's always skirking around trying to get at you. Believe that. Go ahead, Katria.
I'm done, man.
Okay. Thank you, brother. Okay, fellow students, if you will you please join us in Nehemiah the 9th? And I'm going to point out some things to you. Remember, I stopped saying, I'm not going to say anymore. I'm not going to say anymore how they got the infusion of power, real change. Let's see how our forefathers got their real power and real change. Not through these organizations of movements, but they got it through the God of Abraham. He said, I'll put you in there. I'm the only one can get you out of there. I'm the only one can do. Ain't no voting can do it for you. Ain't no gay rights movements can do it for you. Ain't no kind of organization on earth can do anything for you but me. And you better believe it, because I didn't put you where you at. So who you going to believe, the Most High or your enemies? That's all Young Soup wants to know. All right, let's get started, shall we? On the 24th day of the month, the Israelites assembled, and they assembled fasting and sackcloth with earth upon their head. They showed contriteness and humility before the Most High. Those of the stock of Israel, look at them. They didn't hook up with their enemies to get close to Yah. Did you check it out? They didn't hook up with an organization to get close to Yah. Did you check that out? What did they do? They drew together to get that full infusion. Okay? And let's read it. Those of the stock of Israel separated themselves from all foreigners and stood and confessed, because they knew they were obligated to do so, not because they needed to be in any organization to get the full benefits of the relationship. They confessed their sins and iniquities of their fathers, our founding fathers. You must make that confession, not only of oneself, but also of your own shortcomings. Okay?
Yeah, so.
Yeah, did I get ahead of myself?
God, yes, sir.
Okay, man. I'll be light years away. I told you I might think of broke sometime. All praise to the Most High. That's why I need friends like Katria and Abiyah. Abiyah, thank you. Abiyah is our gatekeeper. She keeps us on track. And I do get off track sometimes. I do get off where I'm supposed to be at. So please forgive me and bear with me. Turn to chapter 8. Please forgive me. Thank you, Katria. Thank you, Abiyah. When the seventh month arrived, the Israelites being settled in their towns, the entire people assembled as one in the square. They came together, unified as one, before the water gate. And they asked Ezra, the scribe, to bring the scroll. They wanted to understand. They wanted to be educated. They want comprehension. Just like we're trying to share with you today. Get understanding, get comprehension, get connected, get yard in. You can't get in by any other organization, any other charismatic leader. They didn't say, hey, bring that charismatic leader. Bring that organization. No, they didn't say that. They said, bring the word of Yah, which is the Yah word, is the footsteps. And it is our pathway, his footstep, which is his word. They didn't say bring no charismatic leader. Did y'all hear that? Did they say bring the feminist movement? Did y'all hear that? Or did they say bring the gay organization? Did y'all hear that? Or did they say bring them other nations and let's vote? Did y'all hear that? I ain't hear none of that. They said bring the word of Yah. Let's get to the bottom of the matter. Let's get to the core of the apple. Let's find some solutions, because they knew solutions within Yah's word, unlike some of us today, unfortunately. And so they said, they told Ezra, the scribe, to bring the scroll of the teaching of Moses, with which the Elohim had charged Israel. What did he tell us to do? On the first day of the seventh month, Ezra the priest brought the teachings before the congregation. So he didn't bring no charismatic leader. He didn't bring an organization for the congregation. He brought Yah's word. Men and women, all who could listen, would understand. See, everybody ain't got comprehension. Everybody don't have understanding. And sometimes Most High can shut your comprehension and understanding down if you ain't in the get right with it. Okay? Meaning that you have the right spirit and the right heart. A contrite and humble spirit that is steadfast in the Most High. A heart that loves the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And your brothers and sisters, as you should be loving yourself, and that thirst after righteousness. That's the kind of heart and spirit you got. And the Most High can help you understand. And sometimes on a physical level, some men and women among us, for whatever physical reason, it's hard for them to comprehend. That's why it's up for us to be leaders in our families, in our communities, and to help those that don't have the comprehension skills to understand something. Because for physical reasons, some people could simply can't understand. And it's no reflection on them. But on the other hand, some people don't understand because they don't want to understand. And they want to do their own thing. They want to lean to their own understanding. They want to do what's right according to their precepts. They don't want to follow the Most High footsteps. They want to follow other people's pathways, organizations, and so on and so forth. That's why they end up like Malcolm X said, where Plymouth Rock is landing on them. It's true. That's the only thing I agree with the Muslim on, Malcolm X. Ezra, the priest, brought the teachings before the congregation. Men and women, all who could listen with understanding, because everybody can't listen with understanding, as I said. He read from it. He didn't read from bylaws of an organization. He didn't read from a bylaws of a charismatic leader. He read from Yah's word. Just like Cartier and I are sharing Yah's word. Facing the square before the water gate. And he read from first light unto midday, from the beginning of first light. I mean, these people were serious about their studies. And if you don't think this burning the midnight oil, you don't know what burning the midnight oil is. These people were serious about their study. Imagine this in your mind's eye. Close your eyes. You see daybreak is approaching. Then everybody is standing before the square nearby the water gate. And Ezra begins to read the word of Yah. And he continues on to midday. That's some serious study, brothers and sisters. What does that suggest to you? You got to do some serious study to get connected with Yah. And you got to be seriously devoted to him in order to do that. And obviously, at this juncture, our founding fathers were seriously devoted to Yah. They weren't devoted to no charismatic leader. They weren't devoted to no organization, because they knew it was incumbent upon all of us to understand the word of Yah. Each one of us, men, women, and children alike. So they were serious about their studies. to the men and women and those who could understand. The ears of all the people were given to the scroll of the teaching, those that could understand. They didn't leave nobody out. Men, women, and children, those that could understand, had an opportunity to understand the word of Yah given to Moses. Ezra the scribe stood upon a wooden tower made for that very purpose. Beside him stood Mattathiah, Shema, Ananiah, Uriah, Hilkiah, Messiah, at his right, and at his left, Pedadiah, Mishael, Malshijah, Hashum, Hasbadana, Zechariah, Besulam. You're missing some here. You see, he said all these men, so these Hebrew Israelite men to the left and right of him. They didn't come to hear them. They didn't come to hear no charismatic leader. They came to hear Ezra say what Yah said. Although they were in support of what was said, what Ezra said, what Yah said, but they didn't come for them. Oh, I like Shema. I come to listen to him. Oh, I like Uriah. No, I come to listen to him. No, they didn't come for that. See, we got the game twisted. We want to hear. We want pastor. I can't listen, pastor. I can't get pastor so-and-so this, pastor so-and-so that. And some of them are crooked than a dog's hind leg. And I ain't seen a dog yet had straight back legs yet, long as I've been living. And that's the problem with some of us now, because we're living in toxic water. We've been miseducated. These men were in full support of what Ezra was teaching, and Ezra was teaching them the word of Yah. See, if you ain't coming for the word of Yah, you're coming for the wrong reason. Because they knew, and Cottrell and I know, that is the word of Yah that has solution and answers for you. The word of Yah and the word of Yah only. Not any charismatic leader and not any other organization. Because we're not an organization in the first place. If you're thinking in terms, Yom Supah, Reba, Cottrell, and the organization, it's a damn lie. We're not in no organization. We're part of a nation. Although we're scattered out, you might be in an organization. You might be in a church. But I'm not in no organization, and I'm not in no church. I'm a part of a nation. I'm not part of a religion. That's part of the problem with some of us now. We want to be religious. We want to be like the Roman Catholics. We're not Roman Catholics. We're not Muslim. We're not Buddhists. We're the men and women of Yah. And that's who we come to listen to. And that's who you should be listening to. And therein lies your problem. Therein lies that you don't have any solution to your problem. Because you refuse to plug in to your X factor. All this nonsense, listen to men. And you check this out. They didn't come for those men. All those men had significance. All those men were Levites. All those men had important in the nation. But they came to hear the word of Yah. That's a beautiful frame of mind to have. And that's the kind of mind that would get something from Yah. No other type man. I come to listen to Yom Su. Don't be coming to listen to me. You come to listen to what I said, what Yah said. Because you follow Yom Su across the street, you might get run over along with Yom Su. But if you follow the word of Yah, you can't get hurt by nobody. Not unless most I want to take you out of here to get you out of the way. But other than that, you're well protected. You ain't got to worry about running from COVID-19. You ain't got to worry about running from universal white race supremacists. You ain't got to worry about a thing. Let the Most High worry about that. You just stay plugged in him, just like our brothers and sisters got plugged in the Yah, because they understood where their power came from, unlike some of us today. So they said, and they pointed out the gentlemen, our brothers, our founding fathers, our forefathers that were standing alongside him. Ezra opened the scroll in the sight of people where he had nothing to hide, just like Yom Suf and Cottrell. We open the word of Yah right in front of you. We don't use no hook, crook, none of this mess. So he opens the word, the scroll, right in front of the people. He had nothing to hide. For he was above all, he stood on that tower above all the people, so they saw. As he opened it, the people stood up with respect for Yah's word, unlike some of us. They stood up because they understood, man, here's our solution. Here's our power. Here's our X factor. They didn't stand up for those Levitical priests. They didn't stand up for Ezra, who was a Levite. They stood up for the word of Yah, unlike some of us today as I speak, unfortunately. But these fathers and mothers, they understood where their power came from, unlike some of us today. We look for charismatic leaders. We look for organizations. Our fathers and mothers were looking for that. They were looking for pure, the pureness of Yah. And he stood above the people as he opened. All the people stood up in respect. Ezra blessed Yah, the great Elohim. See, y'all need to do a lot of blessing in Yah too. See, y'all blessed the wrong time. Bless brother Yah too far. Don't bless me. Bless Cottrell. Don't be blessing Cottrell. Give me a blessing. I understand what Katya is saying. Give us a blessing. But don't bless us like we the answer to y'all problems. We're not the answer to y'all problems. That's what I'm saying. Bless Yah and praise the Elohim because he's the answer to your problems. And now do you understand the dynamic? Yeah, please give me a blessing. Give me a blessing. But don't bless me like I have the answers and solutions for you. I don't. But the Most High does. And give him his respect. And Ezra opened the scroll in the sight of the people because he had nothing to hide. For he was above the people on that tower as he opened. All the people stood up. Ezra blessed Yah, the great Elohim. And all the people answered in unification. Amen, amen. Amen to that. When Cartier and I be reading the word, y'all ought to be saying amen and amen to that. With hand upraised, they had the hands upraised open up to suggest, infer, and imply that this is where we going to get our stuff from. That's why we got our hands open. Yom Sufar Reef can't give me nothing. Cartier can't give me nothing. But I got my hand open for y'all. Because I know therein lies my solution. Therein lies my power. That's my X factor. They knew this. Our fathers and mothers knew this once upon a time, but we don't get it now. Then they bowed their head and prostrated themselves before the Elohim with their faces to the ground. Yasuo, Bani, Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shabithia, Hodiah, Messiah, Kelita, Azariah, Zozabah, Hannah, Halaria, and the Levites. See, you got to explain to some folks something. See, they explain the teachings to the people. See, sometimes folks get up there, they get up, they talk up, and they don't know how to talk to folks. They don't know how to break it down. They don't know how to break a dollar down so that you can get a dollar worth of change. See, Cartier and I, we try to break it down to the simplification. The common denominator, as you said, in school and mathematics. We try to break it down. We don't try to come out sanctimonious. The word of Yah, and I said this and that, all sanctimonious. We try to break it down so you can get the concept. You can get to understand. You say, I see what you're saying. I see what Cartier is saying. I see what Yom Sufar Reef is saying. I was totally confused, but they broke it down for me. See, you got to learn how to, if you can't break that nothing down, don't come out like some fake Charleston Heston and some whitewashed Hollywood version of Mosaic.
Thus said the Most High, you people.
Man, come on. You got to learn to talk to folks. You got to learn not to talk at them, but talk with them so they can get an understanding. Stop talking at people and talk to people so they can get an understanding of what you're talking about. And that's the problem with some brothers and sisters today as I speak. And certainly that it was a problem with our enemies who is teaching us falsely. And we have a false understanding because we're living in toxic water. And we got a toxic understanding. But our brothers and sisters didn't try to lord over anyone. They wanted everybody to get the fringe benefits of understanding that the dynamics of that relationship, just like Cartrell and I. We want you to get the same thing we're getting out of this. We want you to be happy when you come on this study show, just as happy as you possibly can be, because you're going to find out something in addition. And these brothers and sisters sometime that come on this show, they're going to try to break it down to me like I'm 4 years old. Not that I'm 4 years old, and I'm not going to take issue with that. They want me to understand, just like our brothers, our fathers, and mothers wanted you to understand then. We want you to get the same understanding. They said they explained the teachings to the people while the people stood in their place. Man, they had their ears on point, didn't they? They read from the scroll of the teaching of Yah, translating it and giving the sense so they understand. Come on, see, that's what I'm just saying. That's what I'm talking about. Stop trying to lord over people and try to get talk to people instead of talking at noble people. Help people get an understanding. Which they were doing, they were down with helping brothers and sisters get understanding instead of trying to lord over stuff. Pastor said this, pastor said that. Come on now. What you said? What did the Most High Word say? Did he help you get a simplification of your understanding? You didn't put him in Yah's place. Because you're looking for a charismatic leader. Instead of looking for Yah, then you're totally confused about everything. Nehemiah, we read about him. The Tirshatat Ezra, we studied on Ezra. The priest and scribe, man, these brothers worked in you. Although you read about the book of Ezra and Nehemiah, these brothers didn't have no ego run them up. I'm Ezra. I'm the head nigger in charge here. No, I'm Nehemiah. I'm the head nigger in charge here. They didn't have no ego run them up because they weren't trying to be niggers. They were trying to be who they were born to be, Hebrew Israelites, who have come and courage and respect for one another, although working in conjunction with one another to get to the same efforts together. That is unification of a nation. That is getting people to understand the dynamics of their relationship within the nation and the dynamics of their relationship with Yah. You see this? But they don't want you to know this. That's why you're totally confused about everything. And the Levites, see how they're working in conjunction together? That's what a nation does. There ain't no ego run amok. Who were explaining to the people, said to all the people, this day is holy to Yah, I-L-O-M, not to no charismatic leader, not to no organization. You must not mourn or weep. Oh, stop all that mourning crying. You in a good spot. Y'all unified together. Y'all learning something together. Y'all working together. Stop all that crying, Black Lives Matter, marching my hand up, don't shoot. Please don't throw me in jail. I'm lying in the street. Don't run over me. All that. Stop all that. Because you got the answer. Utilize the answer. Stay plugged into the answer. For all the people were weeping. They were weeping because they was glad. And they listened to the words of the teaching. Did they listen to an organization? Did they listen to a charismatic leader? No, they did not. They listened to the word of Yah. He further said to them, hey, man, we plugged in, y'all. Oh, yes, sir, Bob. We plugged in. Now, here's what I want y'all to do. Go eat you some choice food and drink some sweet drinks. And send portions to whoever has nothing. Y'all got to stick together, work together, and be part of each other together. For the day is holy to I-L-O-M. Do not be sad, for your rejoicing is in the L-O-M. What did he say? Is the source of your strength. Did it say a charismatic leader? Did it say a voting bloc? Did it say Black Lives Matter? Did it say a feminist organization? Did he say the gay rights movement? Ain't never gonna be, ain't never will be. And he's told us, he's telling us, man, that's where you plug in. Your strength is in that. Do you understand that? Do you understand what Yom Suf Reef is trying to get you to be plugged in? Working together, loving together, being supportive of one another, being plugged into the most important relationship you will ever have in your life, and everything else is predicated upon that. Nehemiah is showing you the way. Like Cottrell said, it's an open book test, brothers and sisters. You need to get this. It's simple. It ain't hard. We try to make everything hard. Stop looking for a charismatic leader. Stop looking for an organization. The source of your strength is being revealed to you. Being plugged into Yah. Confessing the faults of our founding fathers to Yah. That's how you get plugged in. Confessing your own shortcomings. Studying Yah's word and applying it in your lives. All these are predicated upon making that relationship exceptional. And making each other relationship beyond that exceptional. You can talk about we're killing each other in these United States of America, Western Hemisphere. But they're going to continue to kill one another and mistreat and abuse one another because they're not plugged in. And they hate anything that remotely looks like them because they hate themselves. See, when you hate yourself, it's virtually impossible to love anybody that looks anything like you. Oh, I hate that nigga. Oh, I hate that heifer. I can't stand her. Why you can't stand her? I don't know. I just don't like her. I don't know. He's an elder. I don't know. He's a youngster. They're women. See, they got y'all totally confused about everything. They got you Willie Lynch. Just sit there. They got you socially engineered. To come to them. Come to us. We got everything you need. We got a God for you. Have ours. He won't work for you, but have him anyway. Because y'all ain't working for you. So go on, we're sharing with you. Although he ain't never worked for you. But he doing pretty good by us. And some of us go along with that nonsense. You got to know where you plug in at. You know, you got to know where you, what them dope boys said. You got to know where you get your plug. And see, I ain't no dope boy. But I know where to get my plug. And you got to know where to get your plug. And Nehemiah said, therein lies your source. Now, if you're confused about yourself, and I done broke down to you like you 4 years old, no reflection on your age. If you don't understand that, you're going to be totally confused about everything and continue to be. It's simple. So he says, don't be sad. You ain't got to worry about all them songs you be writing about moaning. For your rejoicing should be in Yah is the source of your strength. And your enemy know that. He don't want you plugged in because he know Yah is your strength. And you ain't got nothing without it. And you don't seem to understand that. The only way you're going to have any strength and any resistance to your enemies because you're plugged in your source. Nehemiah said, don't you understand it? The Levites were quieting the people. They were calming them. Saying, hush. Well, calm down. For the day is holy. And come on now, lighten up. Don't be sad. Then all the people went to eat and drink and send portion and made great merriment. You ought to be happy. Make great merriment. For they understood the things that were told. They understood their plug. They understood they ain't got to march and moan and cry. Hands up, don't shoot me. Black Lives Matter. I'm part of the gay rights movement. Don't shoot me. I'm part of the fitness organization. Don't shoot me. I'm part of a great voting block. Don't shoot me. Because they knew none of those things that I just mentioned in the above was their source. Never have, never will be. And it ain't your source today. And if you think it's your source, you're only lying to yourself and each other. And that's why you find yourself in the dilemma that you find yourself in as I speak. On the second day, the princes of the tribes of all the people and the priests, Levites, gathered Ezra the scribe to study the words of the teacher. They want to do more study, like we suggest to y'all. Y'all would not get a graduation certificate from the Real Talk for Real People study show. You won't get a graduate. Don't be looking for one, because we hadn't graduated, and we don't intend to graduate. It doesn't stop till the casket drops, just like these brothers alluded to and indicated. Your studies never ceases. And so they found in the teachings that Yah had commanded Moses that the Israelites must dwell in booths. They had forgotten all that when they went into the captivity. See, we have forgot a whole lot more than that. I think they were several generation removed, one generation removed from being at home. And we're how many generations removed? And they had forgotten about the boost. Imagine what we've forgotten about. I know we forgot to plug in, but they wanted to do things right. They didn't want to lean to their own understanding. They didn't want to do things that were wrong. They wanted to do everything completely right, according to the Most High. And you have to have that frame of mind. You can't have that. I want to do what I want to do. Why you want? Because I want to. I'm a Hebrew Israelite, and I got that right. No, you ain't got the right to do what you want to do. That's your problem. You think you can say what you want to do? You think you can treat each other the way you want to? And you think you can treat the Most High like he's your lucky charm? No, you can't do that. You got protocol. And these founding fathers wanted to know what the protocol was. And they found out they were not doing the booth, the festival of the booth. And he said, and here's what he told them. They found in the teachings that the Elohim had commanded Moses that the Israelites must dwell in booths during the festival of the seventh month. And they must, and that they must announce and proclaim throughout all the, you got to let everybody know. In Jerusalem as follows. Go out to the mountains, bring leafy branches of olive trees, pine trees, myrrh, palm, and other leafy trees to make booths as it is written according to Yah. So the people went out and brought, they didn't bring no other tree. They brought the trees where they were indicated to bring. See, us on the other hand. See, us couldn't, see, we don't have to be humble. See, they told you particularly what trees to bring, leaf trees. See, us on the other hand, we'll go get some oak trees. We'll go get some dogwood. We'll get everything but what the Most High tells us to get, and we won't want the Most High. Hey, Leah, I got some oak tree leaves. What, did they tell you to get some? No, I just did that because I got the right. No, you don't have the right. You need to follow instructions, man. You need to understand the fundamentals and the dynamic of following instructions. Unfortunately, some of us don't understand this. We think we woke up like Rip Van Winkle. And we think we can do what we want to do and how we want to do it. That's what got us in this situation. Woke up like Rip Van Winkle. Like you got all the sense of, hey, over the Yah's word, well, I'm just going to do it that way. No, you better not do it that way. I'm going to bring me some oak leaves. They didn't send no oak leaves. We need to follow the instructions. And make booths as written. So the people went out and brought them and made themselves booths on their roofs, on the house of their roofs, in their courtyards, in the courtyards of the house of Yah. The whole community, they were united. The returning community from captivity made booths and dwelt in the booths as the Most High commanded, indicated. The Israelites had not done so from the days of Joshua. They hadn't did this from the days of Joshua, man. What they been doing all this time? That's why they got themselves in the situation they found themselves in. That's why we are in the situation that we find ourselves in. Because we don't know how to follow instructions. Let me be honest about that. We need to learn how to follow instructions. That's our problem. Now, yeah, our sisters. Ain't no man going to be telling me what to do. Our brother, I'm a man. Can't nobody be telling me nothing. Our children, ain't none of y'all going to be telling me what to do. That's when we in the hot mess we in today. Israel had not done so from the days of Joshua, the son of Nun, to that day. And there was very great rejoicing because they were doing the right thing. He read from the scroll of the teaching of Yah each day. See, you got to study every day. Even when you ain't on a Real Talk for Real People study show, you take some initiative on your own. You open up that book. You study. Then you come back and study with us. We'll study together. We'll get an understanding together. He read from the scroll of the teaching of Yah each day, from the first to the last day. They celebrated the festival 7 days, and there was a solemn gathering on the eighth, as prescribed. They came, now, you know, they had a good time. They had a little booth set up and everything. It was merriment. They ate. They loved one another. They supported one another. But that very last day, there was something serious. They didn't come there playing. It's serious business. And see, when it comes by Yah's word, it's serious business. It ain't no game, people. That's why we find ourselves in the situation we find ourselves in today as I speak. We got to take this seriously. We got to unify together. We got to learn to love one another, work with each other, support one another for the right thing. Now, I'm not talking about a whole lot of nonsense that we're into, but for the right thing. Because we're quick to join one another for a whole lot of foolishness. But now when it comes to Yah's word, oh, man, that Yom Suf Arif and that Cartrell, I ain't listening to my old niggas. I got all the sense in the world. Why you got all the sense? Because they gave me a college education. Who gave you a college education? My enemy? Okay. All right. Okay. All right. I'll just leave that on that bit. Cartrell, I'm done, my brother and friend. Do you have any commentaries?
Chapter had a lot of interesting jewels.
Man, what you say?
The fact that Ezra made a soapbox and stood up on a soapbox to teach the law of Moses is something that we see the brothers on 125th Street do, and people criticize them for doing that.
Right.
The fact that he had six brothers on one side and seven brothers on the other side, they were there to protect him in case anything went down.
Right.
So that pattern is an ancient pattern in order to reach and give the people of the Most High a message. And we can see that Malcolm X used it, and many of our speakers and leaders, Marcus Garvey, a lot of our leaders used the same MO in order to bring their message on a massive scale to our people. The 13 Levites were there to help Ezra break down what was in the book of the law of Moses. And we can see from the story that our people back in captivity in Babylon and in Persia had no clue of what the law of Moses were. Not like today. Each and every one of us got a Bible in our house. We have the law of Moses in our house. They didn't have that luxury, which is why when Ezra broke out the book, the one scroll, and the people heard it, they began to cry, because they were measuring themselves against what they heard and what Ezra was reading. But it came at a time when they were observing the holy season, and the Levites told them it wasn't a time to mourn, it wasn't a time to cry, because they had been off in regards to the law of Moses, but they had done great works in rebuilding the temple and restoring the walls that they were sent to do. So the Most High gave them that leeway to observe that holy day because everything was set up. They had finished the work they had done. And as a result of them observing the Feast of Booths, they felt the joy of what that day was all about. So we have people that celebrate and party and have a good time. And we party to the max till people got to sweep us out the door. But that last day, the Most High said, can't party really hard on this day.
So I'm serious.
The mission is serious. You have to be focused, and everything is not about partying and having fun.
Right.
You need to remain true to the mission.
Right.
The thing about our ancient fathers that came out of Babylon is that they had willing hearts. They were willing to learn. They tried their best to understand. In today's time we live in, people just read. They're not trying to understand. Oh, I read the Bible. No, you have to read and understand.
Right. But you know what, Cartrell, you're right. As far as our fathers were concerned, I take notation of that when Ezra was speaking. And you and I use the very same techniques. And it just dawned on me. Cartrell and I do the very same techniques that Ezra and those 13 Levites were doing. You know, I said something, you may interrupt and so not rudely and do some clarification. And so I know I do it rudely with you quite often, but I'd be so happy that I'd be trying to get the people to understand some clarification on that. So basically, you and I use the very same techniques that Nehemiah and Ezra and those Levites were using to try to sound the word of Yah to them.
So what are the three keys they used? They read, they explained, and they imparted insight. And
exactly.
That's what we try to do on the Real Talk for Real People show. We read
Real
the chapter, people. We explain the chapter, and we try to impart insight into what the chapter is saying. The same pattern that Ezra is using on the Israelites that are coming into the understanding of what they should be doing. And the amazing fact about this particular chapter is when Ezra opened up the book, the people stood up for the word of Yah, which
Amen.
Has significant power and Amen. Meaning. Because not only should we be standing up for the Yah, both figuratively and literally, this is what we're supposed to be standing on, the word of Yah. So when
right.
we hear it, we should be standing, and we should stand up for the word of Yah, because that's the only thing that's true and lasting and real, the word of
right.
Yah.
And it should be the most important thing for us, your relationship, because it's connected with your relationship with Yah. They're showing due diligence and their respect for Yah and listening intently and trying to get understanding. And it should reflect upon you, as Cartrell said. It should be part of your innate nature. Go ahead, Cartrell. I apologize.
Yeah, we come on at, 7 o'clock and go off out about 8:30?
Right.
They were there from the break of dawn till 12 midday. I mean, that's about 6 hours.
Exactly.
Studying and trying
exactly.
to read and understand and impart knowledge.
Exactly.
You're talking about every day doing that for at least 8 days straight during this point
right.
in time, in this period. That's intense
right.
study.
Intense.
So our predicament is worse than theirs. So our study, our reading should be 10 times more intense than what they were doing.
Exactly. But unfortunately, our fathers and mothers, they had a much more serious attention span. We have the attention span because we've been socially engineered and conditioned to have the attention span of a 5-year-old. And so we can't keep track, some of us, unfortunately, because they set your mind up to get money out of you. You milk you of everything you got, milk you of your intelligence, milk you of your unification, milk you of your understanding, and you left you totally confused about everything.
I tend not to speak about the negativity of our people, because
mm-hmm.
when you put that into the ethos, you give power to it, you kind of reinforce it. So I try not to talk about, the negative side of our people. And there's a lot, like you speak on, but
right.
you empower it when you speak it. It comes out your mouth. So we have to harp on the positive and how we can get out of the situation more, far more, than we harp on the negative side of what our people and our condition we're in.
Mm-hmm.
We have to understand the situation we're in, but
mm-hmm.
I think that we need to accentuate the positive powers that we do have within us, because most of our people don't know. And we've heard, our dilemma, we know our problem, we know what we do, we know how we act, and we don't hear enough how we get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, reinforce the code,
mm-hmm.
the antidote that's going to get out of it. We need to repent. We need to look at ourselves and humble ourselves. We need to turn to Yah at all problems that we have. We need to learn the patterns of our ancient fathers that were successful and had communication with Yah. And that needs to be emphasized every day to our children, to our elders, to all of our people, because that's the thing that's going to embolden them. People don't like to hear, because I'm a lot. And they need to hear it, but they need to hear how to get out of the predicament that they're in.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Cartrell, fellow students, we're going to move into our last session of studies and the songs of King Dawood, Korah, Mosaic, writers and Asaph, some of the writers of these songs. I think it's Scottrail. Turn to Psalms
93.
Okay. 93.
I don't know who wrote it.
Yeah. It don't say who wrote it, but it's a lovely short Psalms. Okay. Y'all ready?
It speaks of the glory and the majesty of the Creator of all things and everything. And most of us that are alive and living today don't focus enough and pay enough attention on our Creator. But although He focuses attention on us, we don't focus enough attention on Him.
Mm-hmm.
And what should we be focusing on? This little short psalm shows us what we should be focusing on.
Mm-hmm.
So we give thanks and praise to the composer of this psalm, who gives us the paradigm and the focus to see what we should be really in our lives more concentrated on than we are.
Mm-hmm.
Our agendas are off. We look for the materialistic things. We look for the mental abilities of ourselves, but we never put the Most High in that equation.
Mm-hmm.
Only on Sundays or Saturdays.
Right.
But anyway, give thanks and praise to the Most High Yah, for He
Amen.
Deserves our praise, our thanks, our blessings, and blessed be His holy name forever and ever.
Amen.
It says Yah reigns. That means He rules. Yah rules. Regardless of where you meditate on Him, think about Him, know of Him, the Creator who made the sun, moon, and stars and keeps the earth reigns. He's above man. He is clothed with majesty. Yah has clothed and girded Himself with strength. Is man more powerful than God? No, I think they got a saying that says your arm too short to box with God.
You better believe it.
As a matter of fact, it's God that gave you your arms in the first place.
It's true.
The world is firmly established. Would you say the world is firmly established, Yom Suf?
I would think so.
It will not be moved. We're still going to get the four seasons. We're still going to get day and night. It's going to be kept in motion. And what's keeping it in motion? What's holding it in balance? What is gravity?
The Most High.
What is gravity? Your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting. We don't even know what that means. We have no concept of what everlasting means. Because why? We are finite. We have a beginning and we have an end. Right? We're born
exactly.
And then we die. Yeah? He has no birth. He's from everlasting. How do you come from everlasting? Infathomable, inconceivable. You can't even wrap your brain around that. The floods have lifted up, oh yeah. Who created the floods? So when they lift up, you think Yah fears when the floods lift up. And the floods, they're synonymous with the peoples, the nations, who think they're superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
The floods have lifted up their voice. They got a lot to say. The floods lift up their pounding waves. They're trying to flex their might. More than the sound of many waters, than the mighty breakers of the sea. Yah on high is mighty. Your testimonies are fully confirmed. Everything that Yah has spoken has come true. Everything that Yah has said has been done. So we know that Yah is holy. We don't even know what holiness is. But holiness benefits His house, O Yah, forevermore. The highest level of achievement is holiness.
Amen.
Yah is holy above anything else that's holy.
Amen.
If you get next to holy, holy could kill you if you're not clean.
You better believe it. You remember when they our fathers was complaining with Moses? That, yeah, he talking to y'all. He talking to you. We want to hear him. that didn't last too long.
Nope.
They said, no, we don't want to hear him. They ran back to the tent. Said, oh, man, we can't stand his voice. No, let him keep talking to you, and we'll listen to what he said, deal you, okay? Because, yeah,
nope.
Getting close to the holiness, it ain't no joke.
You know what's funny, Yasu?
What's that, brother?
What you just said, they wanted to talk to Yah like Moses talked to him.
Right.
And he spoke the first 10 commandments to them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many more he had to go?
He had a whole lot more to go.
603.
They
could only
stand.
Take the first 10.
They couldn't stand. They ran back to the tents. No.
Oh, yeah.
We can't handle that. Be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. That's what the right
so
thing.
Imagine if they had stood there for all 603.
It'd have been strokes, correct. Heart attacks, and everything else going on, okay?
They
can't
died.
Handle y'all like that. You can't handle y'all like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Cartrell, that was nice, lovely songs. We didn't have an opportunity yesterday for some of the call-in callers. We have a lot of callers, but we have a lot of international. I think 19% of our people are from Japan. I think 2% Kenya and so on and so forth. I think about 20-30% is from Canada. I think about 60% is from the United States of America and so on and so forth. So we have a lot of international people that listen via their radio or their phones or whatnot. But some people call in. We have quite a few people that call in, but they don't like to ask questions. But we always make ourselves available if they want to ask questions. Right after our study session. So if anybody has any questions, now's the time to hit one on your phone. You come on, you ask your question. We'll reason together and try to get to your answer. If we can't get to it right there, we'll promise we'll get back to you, and we'll get your answer. Well, Cartrell?
Tell you what, my brother. It's been a very good show. I'm happy about it. I'm serious about it. I know you are happy and you're serious about it. And I hope the fellow students are happy and serious about it, as we all should be. Cartrell, do you have any closing remarks, my dear brother and friend?
Konnichiwa to my brothers in Japan, 90% of the listening audience. I don't know if y'all speak English or Hebrew. Shalom,
yeah.
Konnichiwa. Peace and blessings be to you to hear, for you being here, listening to the word of the Most High. I pray the understanding goes out. We're trying to do the best we can. And I pray that the Most High blesses us like you blessed Ezra and Nehemiah, because working with all we got, doing the best with what we got. So y'all be our strength. Y'all be our God. Y'all be our shield. Y'all be our blessing. Blessed be his holy name. Blessed be Yah, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name.
Amen. Amen. I concur with Kasha, and all praises to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And as that Psalms alluded to, acknowledge that therein lies his strength. And therein, there needs to be our plug. And we need to understand that, the dynamics of the relationship. Understand the importance of it. Understand where you get your freedoms, your sources of life. You may think you're getting it from a voting block or so on and so forth. You may be getting it from the feminist organization or the gay rights organization and so on and so forth, Black Lives Matter organization. You're not getting that from none of them. Whatever you get, you're getting it from the Most High, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, because he said, when I punish you, I put you in that spot. Now, can't nobody get you out of that spot but me, because I put you there. So if you want a resolution, you want a plug, well, keep studying along with us. Enjoy your study and be serious about these things. Well, and may the Most High continue to direct and order your steps. And let me say this in closing, too. Cartrell and I, we love you. We pray that the Most High bless you. We pray that the Most High continue to bless your understanding. And we ask that you get a new spirit, because we all need one, and a new heart. We all need one. And that spirit would be something contrite and humble toward the Most High and steadfast in regards to the Most High. And that heart would look something like you're loving the Most High with all that heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength, and your brothers and sisters as yourself, meaning that you must love yourself in order to love your brothers and sisters and their thirst after righteousness. It's true. We pray that the Most High bless you with that kind of heart and spirit. Ask for it. If you ain't got it, ask for it. If you know you ain't right, and we all ain't right, we all dirty out here. And if you know you ain't right, and we all ain't right, we all dirty out here, ask for that heart and that spirit. Because you're going to need it. You're going to need the right heart and the right spirit. For these studies, you're going to need the right heart and right spirit for the facilitation of these studies. May the Most High bless you. We love you. Thank you, Cartrell. Thank you, fellow students. Shalom.
Thank you.